It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift talked to an Australian radio station about the rumors that her new album will be called Kaleidoscope.
There's a fan theory, Kaleidoscope. Is that warm or cold?
I'm not going to comment because I really do respect their theories so much, you know. I'm going to tell them all the information when I tell them.
What do you mean you respect them? Say it, Taylor!
Tell us. We're literally dying. She also talked about where she is with her life right now.
Feeling really, really happy and joyful, to be honest. Like, this has been such a fun video and song to make, and I'm so proud of the album that will come out eventually. It's just really exciting that the fans are excited, and I love my job. It's just really fun, and I'm having, like, a really fun time doing this.
Saturday Night Live star Kate McKinnon is nearing the end of her contract with the show, and while her representatives and SNL producers are working to find a way to keep her appearing on the program, it is entirely possible that McKinnon's sketches over the next few weeks could be her last as a full-time member of the SNL cast. If you don't know who she is, you will know her by her impressions of, like, Hillary Clinton, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. She was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and I think that she would be a Murder Monday fan because she talked about how she loves true crime podcasts.
They did this episode where a woman had murdered and skinned her boyfriend and hung the... I know, I'm so sorry. That's what it is. And then they interviewed the policeman who found him, and he was like, well, I came in and I saw the pelt there. Gruesome. Absolutely horrifying. Never going to forget it. And there you go.
You just made that sound charming. Yeah.
WWE star John Cena is reportedly joining the cast for Fast and Furious 9. During an Instagram video last week, Vin Diesel was talking about the next installment of the franchise. He then panned the camera over to Cena, who smiled and waved. It has not been confirmed if he will be in the movie, but it looks like it. Fast and Furious 9 will be released next year. And Madonna is prepping for her own comeback by spending $5 million of her own money on her Billboard Music Award performance. Man, what a waste.
That's a lot of money.
No one is going to care about this, and it's going to be so much money lost. She's going to be performing her new single, I guess it's called Medellin. It will feature computer-generated images and holograms during the seven-minute act.
That's not going to be 7 minutes on the show,
I'm
right?
Already cringing. I bet it is.
I'll pay $1,000 not to have to watch that for 7 minutes.
Dude, let's hope that they put her at the very end or something when hardly anyone's watching, or else people are going to tune out. The people that are, you know, the tiny amount that are even watching in the first place. The last time that Madonna performed at the Billboard Music Awards was in 2016 to honor Prince. Coming up in less than an hour, Kourtney Kardashian opened up about Scott Disick and Tristan Thompson.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, we got an email from Jocelyn, and she wants to know if it's fair that her husband won't let her look at something that's very personal to him. What is his personal item? Well, we'll find out coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.